Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's holy word today, this LWML Sunday, is Psalm 111. And dear brothers and sisters in the faith, our Lord Jesus said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And honestly, he's everything in between. His ancestor, King Solomon, who is said to have been the wisest of them all, wrote at the beginning of the book of Proverbs, Solomon's book on wisdom, he wrote at the beginning of the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 7, he said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Good words. And yet, sometime between the time that he wrote those words and the end of his life at the age of 60, King Solomon lost his way. He did things backward. There's an old saying that the surest way to be old and wise is first to be young and dumb. But for King Solomon, it was the opposite. He started out young and wise, and it ended up old and dumb. Old and dumb. He was wiser when he was a frightened and overwhelmed kid with an entire nation to run, and he was way out of his depth. He was wiser than when he was an old and experienced man surrounded by wealth and glory and honor. He was wiser at 20 than at 60. Now, how did that happen? How did things go so wrong? Well, today's psalm reads much like that verse from the book of Proverbs, Psalm 111, verse 10. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A right understanding has every person doing what the Lord says. The beginning. That's actually the first word in the Bible. Now, if you look at your Bible, you'll say, well, no, it says in the beginning. Actually, in the Hebrew language, it's one word, Bereshit, which just means in the beginning altogether. But beginning is the first word, and beginnings are great. We have another old saying, and that is, well begun is half done. You got to start things the right way. But being a people whose culture tells us all the time to look ahead, look ahead, look ahead, being very progress-oriented, we're always going to ask the question, well, where do we go to next? Where do we go to from here? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So what comes after that? What comes after the fear of the Lord? Well, the answer to that question is going to depend on who you ask it of. But if you look at God's holy word, what it says there, you're going to find a unanimous consensus. It all says the same thing page after page, and that is, what comes after the fear of the Lord? The fear of the Lord. That's what comes after it. It's not something you move beyond. It's not something you grow out of. I can remember a young man we had as an organist some years back. You'll remember him. He really worked hard here at St. Peter. He really worked hard to improve himself and do well. Finally went on to graduate school in musical studies. And when he left, on the day he left, I found myself saying to him, you've gotten really good at this. But no matter how good you get, never forget how to play Jesus loves me. Don't forget it. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. And so it is that an engineer might move on to a new project, a new bridge to build. A researcher might think up a new set of experiments. A doctor might learn a new surgical technique. A musician might move forward to more challenging pieces of music. An artist might learn new ways to use light in their pictures. An actor might tackle a new play. But what about a Christian person? What about a Christian? Someone who has come to know their sinful failure before Almighty God, a person who can sing, "Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears, within, without, O Lamb of God, I come, I come." A Christian person who, no matter where they go, always finds themselves back at the same place, at the Lord's doorstep, back at the foot of the cross. And you don't do it because it's the habit or the custom or it's the rule. You do it out of necessity. You do it out of desperation. You do it out of faith. You do it out of hope. A person like that is already where they need to be. They've already arrived. King Solomon was there when he was 20 years old. He and the psalm writer were there when they both wrote the same words, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And when they said that, they meant that word beginning in the Hebrew sense, the original meaning of the word, which is not so much the first step toward wisdom or something for children or something for babies. Rather, it's something for adults. Like the adults that you meet in today's lessons, Ruth in the Old Testament lesson, where she faces famine and her husband is dead, and where is she going to go? She doesn't know what the future will hold, except that the Lord was taking her there. Or you got Timothy in the epistle lesson, 2 Timothy 2. He's like King Solomon. He has no idea or wisdom or power to lead God's people. But St. Paul said, the Lord will give you an understanding in everything. Or you have the 10 lepers whose illness had no cure. But then there was Jesus. Then there was the Lord Jesus. It is true that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But in the original sense of the word, the Hebrew word rosh, it's not just the beginning of wisdom. Rosh means also it's the chief thing. The fear of the Lord is the chief thing in wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the principal thing in wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the choice part of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the premier portion of wisdom. Jesus is not just a stepping stone to something else. Something bigger or better or wiser or more intelligent or more sophisticated. And so it's true that you might be an engineer. You might be a researcher. You might be a doctor. You might be a musician. You might be an artist. You might be an actor. You might be a farmer. You might be a business owner. And you honor the Lord in those things. You bless your neighbor in all of those things and the time that you have here in this world. But if you know the Lord Jesus in the midst of all those things, you've already arrived at your destination. You are where you need to be. John chapter 17, Jesus said, "This is eternal life. This is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Well, over the years, I have stood at a lot of gravesides, the ending place for a lot of people in this life. And we have a little graveside service that we do in our church, and there's a passage in there that I'm sure goes back many centuries, but it says this. It says, "Lord, do not let the pains of death turn us away from you at our last hour." As a younger person, I puzzled over that, probably because I didn't have the pains of death. But anyway, over time, I find it easier to pray. and easier to ask of the Lord. Because what are you saying? If I have you, Lord Jesus, I have everything that I need. And the one thing I don't want is I don't want to lose you. I don't want to turn away from you for any reason whatsoever. I don't want to be like King Solomon, who was thought to be the wisest of them all, and yet he ended up foolish and faithless in the one thing that mattered. He turned away from the Lord in unbelief. The man should have listened to his own advice. He should have listened to his own advice. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. And what that says there is that even the most foolish believer among us is wiser than the wisest king. Because you and I know that Jesus is not just the beginning. Jesus is the chief thing of wisdom, the principal thing of wisdom, the choice thing of wisdom, the premier thing of wisdom. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the first, the last, the beginning, and the end, and everything else in between. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.